This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Donald Trump Jr. coming up. Surprise guest on our show at about half past. And we love having him. We've also got Bill O'Reilly with his talking points tonight. I've got my commentary. I was one of the first guys in the country to come up with that saying, lock her up. I've got a new saying, lock them out. I'm confusing them because they sound so much alike. But that's because I'm the guy who invents these things. I'm a branding guy like Mr. Trump. Lock them out. We got to lock the Democratic Party and the bad guys out of Washington, D.C. and out of the seat of power. And we're going to do that. I'll tell you how and I'll tell you why. Coming up in this show, we'll have Donald Trump. We'll talk to him about Lock Them Out. We'll talk to him about his big event coming up in Las Vegas tomorrow. I will be there for my great friend, Congressman Danny Tarkanian. In the meantime, the most important thing for you to know is that Bill O'Reilly's with us with his talking points. He was with us with the interview with me yesterday. He'll be back tomorrow with the interview. But today, it's Bill O'Reilly's talking points. Without further ado, the king of cable news for 16 years in a row, gracing our show again.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and this is the Talking Points Memo. Perhaps you saw Judge Kavanaugh on TV last night. I watched it, and I was very sad. Very sad. No matter whether you believe Judge Kavanaugh or not, the anguish on his face, even more than his wife, was palpable. You could see it. And the suffering that he has gone through the last couple of weeks, not only because charges of misconduct were directed toward him, but because his daughters look up to him and he has to every day now explain this situation. So as a human being, and many of us are human beings, but some of us have left the building, got a feel for Judge Kavanaugh. At least I do. Now, in the interview, because I'm a professional interviewer, I would have done it differently because the judge was well rehearsed in the sense that he was going to say he was not guilty, he didn't do anything 100 times. You're going to repeat it over and over and over again. The interviewer has to know that before he or she sets out. And the way to keep that as a minimum, and surely the judge has the right to say he didn't do anything wrong, surely. But you ask very, very simple, not yes or no, but almost yes or no questions. You stair step. All right, let me give an example. Judge, think back to when you were 17 years old. What kind of parties did you go to? What happened at those parties? Did you ever see drinking there? You stair step it. All right, until you get into the meat of what Judge Kavanaugh is facing. He then lays out a narrative. What Martha McCallum did was ask the bigger questions first, where the judge had his rehearsed answer down. Now, the reason that the judge's advisors told him not to speculate about the accuser or people behind the accuser was because if the judge had said anything about Dr. Ford or the other woman or Dianne Feinstein, anything at all, that would have become the story for the media. And the judge's proclamations of innocence would have receded. So the judge was disciplined, but I counted 30 times where he said he was innocent. And you could see that Ms. McCallum was becoming a little frustrated. Okay. Now, the judge, as I said in the message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, which I hope you'll read, did himself some good because he came off as a human being. And he wasn't flip. He was indignant, but not indignant like I would be. He wasn't lashing. He was brokenhearted. And he did mention his daughters and his wife, of course. So all in all, it helped him. All right? The TV interview helped him. And now on Thursday, he's supposed to go and testify in front of the Judiciary Committee, which will be pretty much the same thing. Judge isn't going to add very much. Now, the accuser, Dr. Ford, Christine Ford, is supposed to testify as well on Thursday. I heard Rush Limbaugh say that he doesn't think that Ms. Ford will show up, or maybe that's too strong, might not show up. I've been thinking that, too. The Judiciary Committee on the Republican side has hired a female attorney to do the questioning because the committee is all men, and they don't want to be in the kill zone of asking a so-called victim hard questions. So they've hired a woman lawyer to quiz Dr. Ford. That gives Ford's lawyers an out that she may not come, and that's what Mr. Limbaugh said. We'll see. Will there be a backlash against this whole thing? I think there might be if Judge Kavanaugh is confirmed. And it's a big if. The vote would take place next week. The whole thing goes back for me, an American citizen, to Dianne Feinstein holding back Christine Ford's allegations for a month. Held them back. Timed it so it would throw the confirmation hearings of Judge Kavanaugh into chaos. I used to respect Dianne Feinstein. I do not any longer. Held him back for political reasons, no doubt about it. Finally, George Stephanopoulos is the biggest hypocrite in the media today. Mr. Stephanopoulos was an ardent defender of Bill Clinton and worked in that machine. And now he's holier than thou on ABC News that all women should be believed. George Stephanopoulos redefines hypocrisy. And that is the memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax. Also, every night we do the no-spin news on BillO'Reilly.com. You will like that. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly, on Newsmax TV, on my show three nights a week, and I really appreciate it, and I think it's great. King of cable news for 16 years in a row. That's a miraculous record. And Bill O'Reilly held that record, and now he's making his comeback right here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We'll have his interview tomorrow as well. Some other things worth mentioning. I got a great email today. How much time do we have before we go to the break, Chris? Okay, good. All right, we got about 3 minutes. So here's an email that came from one of my fans, Robert. Ford is not going to testify. I knew it. She's a liar big time, just like all these other women making charges against Kavanaugh. Grassley needs to step up and confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Have the vote Thursday, then President, get rid of Rosenstein, then Mueller, and after the midterms, fire Jeff Sessions, drain the swamp, yeehaw. Interesting, because that's kind of the way I was thinking when the day began. I don't believe Ford's going to testify. I think it's becoming more and more clear that she's a liar. She's not going to go there and risk going to prison for contempt of the United States Congress. I do believe the all of the people making charges against the president are against the Supreme Court nominee are liars. Grassley needs to step up and confirm Judge Kavanaugh. I agree with that. Have the vote Thursday. Well, that's not going to happen, but we're going to have the vote first thing Friday, 9:30 in the morning, East Coast time, 6:30 my time, with the conference committee, the Judiciary Committee, and then they're going to push along all the procedural stuff over the weekend. They're all going to stay there over the weekend and get it out of the way, and then they're going to try and have the vote on Tuesday or maybe Wednesday. And as far as the president getting rid of Rosenstein, agree. Then Mueller, agree. And after the midterms, fire Sessions, agree. Drain the swamp. I agree. Or as I say, lock them out. Lock them out. Lock them out. Get rid of these creeps. Lock them right out of Washington, D.C. and the halls of power. Republican Party favorability, the highest in 7 years. Not only is it the highest in 7 years, but 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party. That may not sound much to you, but that's huge. It's a 9-point gain from last September when they were at 36. And it's the highest they've been since January of 2011 after they won a landslide against Obama and pulled off Congress and Senate and you know, took control of the House the first time in I don't know how many years. And what's really interesting is they're at 45% favorability. The Democrats are at 44. And let me tell you, it almost never has happened in the history of polling that Republicans are more favorable than Democrats. That is huge. That is unusual. That is one in a million. It doesn't happen. And it is a great sign. And so that was from, I believe, Gallup polling. And then from Bloomberg, Consumer Comfort Index, sentiment among Republicans reached an all-time record high. The highest it's ever been. Ever. Ever, ever. And this is what I was telling the crowd at the Trump rally last Thursday. That we are in great shape. That we've got the confidence. We've got the enthusiasm. We want to run through walls. And it feels just like 2010, where I'm the only guy I know. Went in the media day and night, Fox News, conservative talk radio, wrote commentaries, and I told people we were headed for a record-setting landslide, and it happened. And then in 2014 midterms, I told everyone we're going to beat the 2010 record, and it's going to be an even bigger landslide. And it was. And now it's 2018. I'm not predicting anything like a landslide. We already have a majority of seats in Congress. We already control the Senate. I think we'll expand by 3 seats or more. But I do think we're going to do really, really well. That much I can tell you. And by the way, speaking of well, I've done well with Senogenics. If you watch this show, you know I feel better and look better than I have since the day I started doing this show. Over a year ago, and national radio 2.5 years ago. It's the best I feel, the best I look, the younger, the thinner. Everything has gone right since I went to Cetogenics. They sponsored the show. They said, we're going to turn you into a new man, and they did. And I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I exercise less than I've ever exercised, and yet I've lost 10 pounds. I feel great, and I've added a ton of muscle. For your free, no-obligation consultation, toll-free anywhere in the United States, call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. You want to be thinner? You want to look better? You want to feel better? Call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be fatter? You want to look crappy? Don't call. 888-YOUNGER or go to Synergenics.com. Free, no obligation consultation. Ask them for the Wayne Root lube job. You want to get an oil change like Wayne Root. 888-YOUNGER. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night. Two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. ECI Development is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're our newest sponsor. And it's all about when the you-know-what hits the fan, when the bad stuff hits the fan, what is your most important asset? It's you, it's your family, it's your home, it's your stocks, it's your assets, it's your SEP IRA account, it's your retirement account. You've got to protect your life. And to do that, you got to set up a plan B right now and get residency abroad. You just don't know how bad things will get. So it's just, liberals will make fun of me for talking about this. They'll make fun of my advertiser. Oh, my God, Wayne Root wants you to leave the country. No, not at all. I love America. I'm never leaving the country. I don't plan to, except if you morons take over. If liberals take over, if Hillary had won the last election, I would have absolutely felt a need to leave the country. If there was a third term of Obama, I would have gotten the hell out of Dodge. And so you all need a choice. That's all. Just a backup plan. A plan B in case everything goes to hell. Because let me tell you something. The U.S. economy that's turned around so great, it's still shaky. And there's no question if we had had another term of Obama, which is what Hillary would have been, the country would have gone under. So you need, just in case, a backup plan. Number one place in the world to get a second residency right now is Panama. Because you only have to visit one day every 2 years. It's very affordable. They use the American dollar. It's safe. It's a quick plane ride from the U.S. And so to request this free guide to second residences around the world, call 1-800-290-3028. You'll get all the facts. 800 890-3028, and you'll be shocked at how affordable it is to own a home abroad. 800-290-3028, and the first 50 callers right now get another free guide called Planting Your Flag in Panama. 800-290-3028, Planting Your Flag in Panama. Say that fast five times. Planting Your Flag in Panama. Planting Your Flag in Panama. Planting Your Flag in Panama, free for the first 50 callers, and your second residences around the world is free to everyone. 800-290-3028, or go to listentowayne.com. Listen to Wayne.com and tell him Wayne Root sent you. Keep in mind, Donald Trump Jr. is going to be up next. In the very next segment, we expect him to call in, a little surprise visit from the son of the President of the United States. All right, let's grab some calls. Harold in Maryland on line one. He's been waiting for 2 days to get on patiently, and I promised you I'd get you today if you called up and you're the first guy, and you are. Harold from Maryland, how are you, man? It's Wayne.
Well, I'm very good, sir, and so good to speak with you. I just wanted to give you my play on what's going on with President Trump and the people who we call liberals. What's happening, and particularly when I saw today on the news that the people were screaming and yelling against, yelling out in support of these women that are tearing Judge Kavanaugh to pieces. You do know about the vampire and the crucifix and the cross being held in front of them and how they scatter, and this is what's going on right now. President Trump is a man of faith, and for some reason the liberals are so terrified of people with faith. And could you just bear with me for 1 second, because I have President Trump's statement from the Rose Garden on the day of the National Day of Prayer on the 3rd of May of this year, which time he is said as being, in January of this year, I was proud to be the first president to stand there in the Rose Garden to address the March for Life, a very special day. And it says, the Faith Initiative will help design new policies that recognize a vital role of faith in our families, our communities, and our great country. We take this step because we know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God. The liberals' faith is in God only knows what, probably Satan in my particular viewpoint. But this is what it's all about.
Hey, Harold. Harold, can I ask you a question? Are you telling me that if a bunch of liberal, wacko, antifa, commie scum surround me in a restaurant and I take out a Christian cross, they're going to run like crazy, like vampires? Is that true?
I would suspect either that, or they would start screaming things that were obscene, or pick out their little placards, which they seem to have ubiquitously everywhere.
Are their heads going to twirl like poltergeists? Are their heads going to twirl around their necks?
We can hope. But you get my point.
I've got a around my neck, I wear a Jewish cross combined with a Christian, a Jewish star combined with a Christian cross, because I was born Jewish and I took Christ as my Savior. So I wear both the cross and the Jewish star. And I wonder how they react if I pull it out and put it in their face, you know, like a vampire. I don't know. It's kind of a funny thing. We might want to find out one of these days. Hey, liberals, I'll tell you where I'm going to dinner tonight. Give me a call. We'll try it out. We'll find out if liberals are in fact vampires. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Harold, thanks for being patient. We got you on. We got your statement in. We got President Trump's statement in. We did it all. Donald Trump Jr. calling up when we get back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A Pennsylvania judge sentenced Bill Cosby to 3 to 10 years in state prison for aggravated indecent assault. Cosby was also listed as a sexually violent predator, which means he will undergo lifetime counseling and will be listed on the sex offender registry. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny on what's next for Cosby.
More than likely, his team is going to ask for a stay pending appeal because they're clearly going to appeal this case. There may be a conflict of interest with Judge O'Neill, and they're going to appeal that.
Tuesday, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City. The president hit on a wide variety of topics, including the U.S. economy and accomplishments under President Trump, immigration, and North Korea. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson reacts to the speech.
I was pleased with what he said about Russia, for instance. You know, he's taking out the gloves.
This is USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. We expect to have Donald Trump calling in any minute now as our guest in this third hour of USA Radio and our power hour on Newsmax TV that we call Root Reaction. The aftermath, the day is over, and we react to all the biggest news stories of the day, and there are a lot of them today. So until Donald calls, I've got lots to talk about. First of all, U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau, and they've named their latest starter package after me. It's called the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metal Starter Package. I like the way that sounds. It's got a nice ring to it, especially the first three words, Wayne Allen Root. That's a hell of a starter package. The set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All the coins are investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. The call, of course, is free, and you order today, you even get a bonus, a free official U.S. Mint storage box with every order that holds up to 500 coins, so you can get 100 today, and 400 more can be held in that box over the next few months. Order online at usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root, or order by phone, call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. We love U.S. Gold Bureau. They were chosen by the state of Texas to manage the Texas Bullion Depository. There is no one else with more credibility in the entire gold, silver, or precious metals business. The state of Texas chose them, so should you. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or usgoldbureau.com/root. All right, so much in the news. And I mean so much in the news. First of all, is that Republican red wave. I love it. Second, the Republican Party favorability, the highest in 7 years. First time in my memory they've beaten the Democrats, 45-44. A plurality of Latinos are less likely to vote for candidates who want to abolish ICE, and that would make sense because in Texas's 19th Senate district, Thatcher, we just pulled a giant upset on Tuesday, last Tuesday, and we haven't won that district since the late 1870s. The late 1870s, I think it was 1879, during Reconstruction is the last time we won that district. It's majority Latino, and they voted for the Republican candidate. I'm telling you, Democrats got to be scared to death. Latinos are coming to our side. There's a Latino red wave. I can't tell you how excited I am. I predicted the 2010 landslide. I predicted the 2014 landslide of midterms. And now we got the 2018 midterms. And the press is not telling you the remarkable polls that are out there that show we are in great shape and headed for a big victory. And I think the reason is because people are so sick of what they've done to Trump. The slander, they're so sick of what they just did to Wayne Root, the slander, when I was opening speaker for Trump last week, the articles in liberal magazines, the vicious, horrible, irresponsible things they said about me, just a joke. And the way that they treat Brett Kavanaugh, the man who's about to become our Supreme Court nominee, and believe me when I tell you, he will be our Supreme Court nominee. And then there's Ted Cruz and his wife chased out of a D.C. restaurant by anti-Kavanaugh protesters last night. He literally ran for his life, probably felt like his wife could be in danger. They came in and screamed in his face while he was trying to eat a meal, just like Sarah Huckabee Sanders was chased from a restaurant in Virginia a few months ago. Ted Cruz chased out of a Washington restaurant, and now today they came back, the same disgusting, low-life, scummy Antifa group. And what did they say to Ted Cruz? They said, be warned. We know where you are every night, and we're going to keep coming after you. You're never going to be safe again. Can you imagine how disgusting these people are? It's hard to even believe how bad they are. And then, speaking of people that are bad, the IRS comes to mind. O'Keefe. I can never remember his first name. Is it Andrew O'Keefe? I'm trying to remember O'Keefe's first name. I think it's Andrew O'Keefe. And he just has this group called Project Veritas. And they're always going undercover, and they're going after bad, bad liberals and showing what hypocrites they are, what creeps they are, what violent people they are, how they're out to get us, you know, how they're out to abort babies at any cost, all of that. And they went undercover at the IRS, and they caught two IRS officials saying bad things about persecuting conservatives. So that has never gone away. Now, I made a point of saying on my radio show, I'm trying to be nice here. I'm trying to be fair. I said I'm sure there are nice people at the IRS. I'm sure there are fair people at the IRS. I'm sure there's even a sprinkling of conservatives at the IRS. And I'm sure there are liberals who you can vote liberal but not want to destroy people's lives at your government job. There's people like that, too. That's okay. But what you can't be is an overall communist out to destroy conservatives, and that's what they found. One of these IRS employees named Thomas Sheehy. He's an IRS tax examiner, and they caught him undercover admitting he's a member of the Austin, Texas Democratic Socialists of America. And then they also caught Jerry Semisek, an IRS attorney in Washington, D.C., and they both basically said what Lois Lerner did was okay. Just I'm paraphrasing now. Don't think I'm quoting word for word. But basically, they were like gleeful about what Lois Lerner did, and they were gleeful that the former head of the IRS, John Koskinen, deleted thousands of emails so he wouldn't get caught and the IRS wouldn't get in trouble, and they couldn't prove the conspiracy that they were out to destroy conservatives, which we all know they were. And so this is what's going on in America today. And these are people in positions of power that can hurt conservatives, that could hurt Wayne Root or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or any conservative you name. Donald Trump Jr. can be hurt. Donald Trump Sr., the President of the United States, the IRS could go after. You know, you can't trust these people when they're members of the Socialist Party. Scary, scary stuff, and they brag about how good it is that the IRS commissioner destroyed and deleted emails that could have gotten them in trouble. Thank you, Mr. O'Keefe and Project Veritas, for pointing out some of the bad things going on in our own United States government. Donald Trump, President of the United States, gave a great speech today at the United Nations. He rejected globalism. In his UN speech, he slammed Iran, and he emphasized America first, and I think that's great. And he also told all these members of the UN, you know what you want to tell the migrants of the world? Go make your country great again. Don't come to our country. Don't come and ruin our country and bring your problems with you. Make your country great again. That's the only way to solve this migrant crisis. How do you not love Donald Trump? How is it even possible that any conservative doesn't love Donald Trump, or anyone that calls himself a Republican doesn't love Donald Trump? This guy is so fantastic. He always says exactly what I would say. He always thinks exactly what I would think. Trump, speaking of what Wayne Root would think, Trump blasts totally inebriated and all messed up second Kavanaugh accuser. That's this gal named Ramirez, Deborah Ramirez. He said she is all messed up, totally inebriated. She's got memory lapses because she was drunk so often, blackout drunk. And you're going to listen to what she says? You're going to believe what she's reconstructed in her mind? Strange stuff. And then Trump rips the Democrats over their con game on the Kavanaugh nomination. I mean, which one of us doesn't agree with that? President of the United States agrees that it's a con game. They're lying. They're cheating. They're making things up. Or perhaps the first woman, Christine Blasey Ford, perhaps she was once attacked somewhere, you know, amidst the shenanigans, the drunk shenanigans of her high school years. You know what I've been saying all along? A, I don't believe anything happened at all. B, if something happened that night, I don't believe Kavanaugh was there and he had anything to do with it. But C, even if it did happen, what if he was drunk, she was drunk, they were all fooling around and he groped her? Is that rape? And 36 years later, do you go to jail for that? No! That's a bunch of drunk high school kids. And so that was just my guess. If it even happened, and I don't believe it happened, she's making up that it happened. But if it happened, she's exaggerating it, making it far worse than it was. But having said all that, what comes out today that there's all kinds of yearbook stuff involving this girl, Christine Blasey Ford. And the yearbook stuff says that she bragged about having sex with 53 different men in her high school years. Is that true? I don't know. That's what she said. That's what the yearbook says. But if it's true, then this is all nonsense. This is a woman who's got problems. And she herself was inebriated all the time, is what the yearbook said. So maybe, in fact, he was inebriated and she was inebriated. And this years later is what she remembers. Or maybe she was inebriated and he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't even there. But you know what? There are no witnesses. Everyone she claimed was a witness has said he didn't do it. So as far as I'm concerned, this whole thing is done. It's finished. We got to go to a vote. He's going to be the next Supreme Court nominee. And I think Trump would have passed an executive order that anyone who lies about a major nominee or a major politician and you could prove they lied should be sent to prison. What? You're ruining somebody's life. What, are you taking this lightly? That someone's life could be ruined by someone making false allegations? How is that not a crime? I think it should become a special crime if they lie under oath. So that's the way to make sure they'll never appear. That's how you know if their story's real or not. Will they be willing to appear? And my bet is, I can't bet my life, but I would bet you Christine Blasey Ford never appears on Thursday, never shows up. She was never coming to the hearing. She never planned to be there. She's scared to death to do it under oath because she'll be found in contempt of Congress. If I had to bet, if I was a betting man, and I am, I'd bet she's never showing up, but she never intended to show up. Feinstein is showing those signs that Dianne Feinstein, U.S. Senator, California, is showing signs that she's not going to show up. She says she can't guarantee the Kavanaugh accuser shows up. And then here's the other interesting story of the day. There's a group out there on the Internet called 4chan. And they're claiming they burned Michael Avenatti, the porn star lawyer, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, who makes us all sick and want to vomit. And they gave him fake news. They said that they had a person that was a witness to our guy, Brett Kavanaugh, our Supreme Court man, being involved in gang rape. Basically a gang-raped gang. A gang that sets women up to be gang-raped when they're drunk. Have you ever heard anything so outrageous and so disgusting and so low-life in your life? He's been watching too many porn movies starring his client, Stormy Daniels. But they set him up and told him they had that witness. He has a big mouth. He took the bait. They catfished him, as they put it. And he got burned because there is no such thing and there is no such person. And Avenatti, if it's true that he got catfished, will look like a complete moron. And now Avenatti comes back and claims 4chan did not punk him and it's not a hoax. And he's still going to come out with the gang rape accusation and the witness tomorrow. We'll see about that. There is no such person.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, 60 million homes and counting. We'll be in 80 million homes with our new announcement on Comcast Xfinity, starting after the first of the year. So very exciting stuff. We're growing like crazy. Number one show on Newsmax TV. Bill O'Reilly joining me three nights a week. And who's joining me right now? But Donald Trump Jr., the son of the President of the United States, an incredible, brilliant businessman, a politician in his own right. And he's been on with me quite a few times over the last couple of years, and we love to have him back. Don Jr., how are you, man?
I'm good. Good, Wayne. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry we got you late. He was in the middle of nowhere, kind of running through an area with no cell service, but we got him now. He's headlining a fundraiser Tomorrow night in Las Vegas for my great friend Danny Tarkanian running for United States Congress. Don Jr. will be there to headline the event. I will be there as well. I want to give the phone number on the air for everybody to RSVP. If you're in the Las Vegas area, make sure you come out and financially support Danny Tarkanian and listen to Donald Trump Jr. talk. 702-785-8228. RSVP right now. We want to pack the house for Danny Tarkanian and for our United States Congress to go big, big time red. 702-785-8228 is the RSVP number. All right. So what are you going to be talking about tomorrow at the event, Don?
Listen, I think we're going to be talking about people. We're here to support people who've been supporting my father. We are here to support the agenda, the MAGA agenda that's been so good and so successful for so many Americans, really for all Americans. When you look at what's going on, Wayne, unprecedented numbers. There is not a single economic metric where we are not better off today than we were a few years ago under President Obama. Now, all of a sudden, he's running around taking credit for it. But at the time, when my father said, hey, wait a minute, why can't we have 3% GDP growth? Why can't we have 4? Why can't we do better than 4? Obama himself says, well, there's no magic wand for that. Well, abracadabra. Today, he's doing it. He's doing it quarter after quarter. We're winning. Backed up Obama. No, no, no. 1.8% is the new normal. Well, of course it's the new normal for a guy that's never actually created a job. Of course it's the new normal for a guy that never, ever ran a business or had no idea how business could run. Of course it's a normal for a guy that's just taxed the hell out of you, spend it all, regulate everything to death, you know, attack business, attack employers. Of course that's the normal for them. Well, it's different when you have someone who's signed the front of a paycheck. It's different when you have someone who's there willing to fight for those businesses, because he knows, my father does, that those people are the lifeblood of this country. They employ people. They make sure that our businesses are running. They make sure that this country is going in the right direction. He wanted to let them do what they needed to do with their money, not decide some bureaucrat in D.C. who has no idea what's going on, has never done anything in his life either, should not be the person making those decisions for you. So we need to have people in there. Danny Tarkanian has been incredible for my father. He's an early backer, back before it was politically expedient to be one. He was there all along, and so we want to help him out. We want to make sure he gets that seat. We got to keep winning.
We do. And by the way, liberals are so delusional, Don. We're talking to Donald Trump Jr. He'll be in Las Vegas tomorrow helping my great friend Danny Tarkanian win his congressional seat, which, by the way, is one of the only seats in America, or if not the only, that we think we can flip from blue to red. So we can actually add to the Republican majority in Texas if we can win the Tark seat. But I just wanted to mention to Don Jr. that so many liberals send me nasty emails and nasty letters, and they say you're a liar. The economy is not better. As a matter of fact, in Obama's last year, it was improving. It was 1.9% GDP in the last year of Obama. It's now running.
He's the only 4%. Person that never broke 2% as an average
history.
In history. It was the slowest and worst economic recovery in history.
Correct.
I mean, you would think after the mess that, you know, by the way, the mess that was Bush, you'd think you'd be able to do something coming out of those lows. But no, he didn't. He couldn't. But again, the Democrats will do anything to stop Trump. They will do anything to reverse everything that he's done. What do they want to reverse? Do they want to reverse all-time low unemployment numbers? All-time low.
All-time low for blacks, all-time low for Hispanics, all-time low for women and for young people.
Everyone across the board is benefiting from it. Okay, so now, we're fighting this battle with one arm, sometimes two arms, maybe two arms and a leg tied behind our back, because the media will never say that. They'll never report the truth about what's going on. You know, they'll sell the garbage they were selling us for the 8 years that Obama was in there. Oh, everything he does is so great. Oh, really? How come you didn't talk about this being the worst recovery in history?
Right. And by the way,
you're never going to get a fair shake. So real people have to have an open mind. They have to look at what's actually going on. Look at your businesses. Look at your paycheck. Look at the new employers that have been hired around you. That's a strong economy. That's what's going to get us out of the other problems that these other politicians have gotten us into over the decades. Okay?
Hey, Don,
having a strong economy, having robust GDP growth, that's winning.
When you say the worst economy in history, I think we should all start to admit if it's the worst recovery in history, then it's not a recovery. You know, it was the worst recovery in 70 years, seven decades. That's not a recovery. It's a lousy.
It dabbled along. Nothing happened. Nothing did.
That's it.
It dabbled along. On November 9, 2016, all the things started skyrocketing up because businesses realized that they don't have someone in there who's their enemy. They don't have someone who believes that you didn't build your business.
That's it.
Remember the old,
hey, Don, we got to run. We got to run. That's the music. The show is over. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Donald Trump Jr., thank you for being with us. I will see you tomorrow, and so will many of my fans in Las Vegas for the great Danny Turkanian. He is the son of the President of the United States. He is a brilliant businessman and politician himself. Thank you, Don Jr. Catch your flight. Safe travels.
Buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow in Vegas. Bye-bye. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Have yourselves a great night. Say prayers for all the cops out there and all the military out there. You be safe. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.